Al Green, Love and Happiness. And before that, Paul Simon, Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolyard. I will always contend that Paul Simon messed the title of that song up. It should be Me and Julio, Down by the Schoolio. I'm sorry. I think that would have been an iconic title.
And I have to ask you, what's the dealio with that?
Okay.
Come on.
And it's the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, producer Andy, in for Sam today.
And we're continuing now with our one-on-ones with some of Toronto's more notable mayoral candidates. There are 102 in total, so we can't get to them all, but we encourage you to go to the City of Toronto website and check out the list and click on the websites of the candidates to see what they stand for. This week, we've been in conversation with Anna Bailao, Olivia Chow, and today, Josh Matlow joins us. Josh, thank you for spending some time.
My absolute pleasure, and I was very, very impressed with your dad joke abilities. I thought I had you beat, but you are definitely there.
Hey, you know what? You're welcome to come back anytime, and we can have a dad joke off if you want, Josh.
I'll take you up on that.
Josh, I want to start by telling you, in case you didn't hear, you're a pretty busy guy these days. When Olivia was on with us, we asked her who she would vote for if she wasn't running for mayor, and she said she would cast a ballot for you.
I'm delighted to hear that, and I would be more than grateful, frankly, if I received Olivia's endorsement and vote, and I'm glad that she's thinking that way.
Now, would you say the same of her?
I really like Olivia, and I certainly, if there was a second choice in this race, I'd give it right back at her. I think that she's a good person with really good values and a very, very strong legacy of public service.
Josh, I guess kind of sticking with Olivia here, a lot of people are saying, even though Olivia Chow seems to perhaps separated herself from the pack, many are still saying that really no candidate has broke through to the average voter, especially with so many voters still saying they're undecided. So asking you, what's your strategy to reach all those voters who are still a little bit unsure?
But my strategy is to give people reason to vote in the first place. There's so many people who are just disengaged and understandably cynical because some people are traumatized. Some people just don't believe that politicians really mean it when they say things anymore. There really hasn't been a contested mayoral election in the city for almost a decade. But I'm offering a very clear and deliverable plan that focuses on safety and affordability and livability or quality of life. Real plans that address the declining services, everything from trying to get our kids into a rec program to getting the snow competently cleared to getting the roads fixed to helping our most vulnerable in our city, along with, plans that address everything from vulnerable youth to creating a truly age-friendly city that is caring, respectful, and accessible for all of us. I'm the only candidate, and I believe this is true, if you kind of look at our platforms and look at how we plan to deliver them, that fully costs and can demonstrate how I can pay for everything that I announce. And everything that I announce isn't just for this election, it's to govern. It's actually to help people in the city. And, a lot of people know that I'm not just running on, whether people know my name or certainly like some candidates running because Doug Ford is supporting them. I'm running because I care about the city. I see the problems, but I also don't think it's good enough just to talk about the problems. We need to come forward with actual solutions. And most importantly, how to actually pay for them and do them and get them done so people's lives are better. And I hope that people will see how what I'm committing to will actually improve their lives and give them a reason to vote. They're not going to vote for any person. They're going to vote for if they believe that their aspirations and their goals can be achieved through the person they vote for. And that's what I'm offering.
Okay. Well, as a Toronto resident and Toronto voter, I want to ask you this, Josh Matlow.
Yeah.
The $1 billion hole, if no provincial or federal funding comes through, how are you going to fill it? How are you going to deal with that?
Well, just to be clear, it's bigger than a $1 billion hole. We have roughly a $1.5 billion shortfall that we're facing, and they rated the reserves to even cover that up. the cupboards are bare. And it is projected that the city is facing a $46 billion pressure over the next decade. So this is serious, and this is real, and this is why I get so frustrated by candidates who just come up with all these promises and have no way to pay for them, because it's not real when we're facing these budget pressures. What is also not real is when candidates just say they're going to force the province to upload the DVP and the Gardener, for example, when Doug Ford has said that he's not going to do that. So I'm not going to... I'm going to be negotiating. I'm going to be advocating for a new deal for Toronto. Certainly other governments should be stepping up to the responsibility when it comes to housing, operating costs for transit, and so on. But I'm not going to rely on Doug Ford all of a sudden becoming a really good friend to Toronto, because he hasn't proven that. We need to get our own house in order, and that's why I've been upfront with Torontonians that we're going to have moderate tax increases above inflation, because if we don't, services won't get fixed. We won't be able to reverse the cuts on the TTC. Like, if we want our lives to get better, we're going to have to pay for it. And, you know, when you actually do the math, what I've announced is a City Works fund, a dedicated property tax that would not only accrue roughly $390 million over 5 years, but for the average homeowner, that really only means $67 a year. So that comes down to $5.55 a month, a fraction of what we pay for Netflix. Like, mm-hmm. if we actually want to fix our city. And I'm also going to be bringing forward a corporate parking lot levy to actually pay for our climate action plan, which also will contribute to better transit and ensuring that services are funded. And what that will mean is it's not going to be for like local grocery stores or strip malls or little plazas, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But for the big Walmarts of the world, they can pay for it, and it can bring in between $176 to over $500 million a year. I'm going to be giving a conservative estimate of around $200 million because I don't want to overpromise anything. I actually care about that. but I do see real ways that we can start getting our house in order while we advocate for a better deal with the province and the federal government.
Josh Matlow, you've given us a lot to think about with 5.5 weeks to go. Thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. My pleasure.